Hey folks, you're chowing down on Dunkin' Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage, enjoy yourself.
Écoutez, à midi.
Quelle heure est-il?
Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger?
Des saucisses, sans doute.
Écoutez et répétez. À midi, à midi, à midi.
Quelle heure est-il? Quelle heure? Quelle heure est-il? Est-il? Quelle heure?
Eh oui, c'est midi. C'est le temps pour romance. How you say? Love is in the air. It feels like something is happening. We should be. We're getting. Something is building. Something is all around us. That's what I feel. I feel like something momentous is going to happen. What do you feel like? Feels like a full week of just action is coming right our way. What's going to happen? Oh my God! All right, everybody. It is Pundra 2023. Love is in the air. You got to broadcast your love and show some love to CITR Radio. It's the one time of the year that we reach out to our lovely listeners and we say, hey, hey, show a little love our way, you know? We give and give and give all year long, and now's your chance to show how much you love CITR. So the fun drive is going to be happening all week. Everybody at the station is putting their best foot forward. We're throwing everything out there, leaving it all on the battlefield. I don't know. But we are going to have an excellent week here for Fun Drive. So if you are interested in contributing to CITR Radio, you can go to citr.ca/donate, and all of the information you need is there. But if you aren't in front of a computer right now and you wanted to hear some information about the Fun Drive, Ruby, could you tell us a little bit about what people are donating to this year? Or about why they should donate to the Fun Drive?
People should donate to the Fun Drive to help support CITR. We are currently in need of a new radio transmitter. And if you're not aware of radio, radio transmitters are crucial to the transmitting of radio.
Webster's Dictionary defines transmitter.
And if you love CITR and you think that there should be an accessible place on campus for people to come and make content and talk about the stories they want to talk about and play the music they want to play, then please donate to CITR, because honestly, the people here love it so much and it's such a great hub in the community.
Awesome. Thank you. And, you know, it's not just benevolence. There are some really great reasons to donate beyond the goodness in your heart. What are, anybody want to talk about some of the swag that is available for those that donate to CITR?
We have a beautiful lighter with very romantic scenes etched onto it. We have a lovely wine glass that reminds you what's most important in life.
Wine.
Just wine and CITR 101.9 FM. We have a cute little pocketbook that you can write down all your romantic thoughts in. Whenever you need. It's tiny, it's convenient, you can put it in your back pocket, you can put it anywhere. And then if you're feeling really generous and want to donate $500 or donate $45 a month, we have a bathrobe that is embroidered. That's the word, right? Embroidered.
Amazing.
And then at the $1,000 tier or $90 a month tier, you get to host your own show, you get a Fanta Records prize back. And it's a good time. Yeah.
For $1,000, you can host this show. I will just walk away for a week. You come on in. There's lots of different, at every level, you can get a nice little gift from CITR. And if you have a favorite show, maybe tune into that this week and see what they're offering. For people that donate to my show, I'm going to have a tour of donut shops. So we're all going to hop on our bikes, and I will lead you on a biking tour of Vancouver, eating donuts. Maybe that's your thing, maybe not, but I'll make sure you get a donut. I'll hook you up with some donuts. That's the plan for my show. But every show will have its own incentives, and there will be and there's lots of great things on the website. So check that out, citr.ca/donate, and you can put in the show that guided you there. So if there's a favorite show you want to give a little nod to, Maybe it's your old pal Duncan here at Dunkin' Donuts. Maybe it's someone else. And whatever it is, just put it in there. It's very easy, very straightforward. What are some of the reasons that you folks love CITR? What makes you feel that love that make you want to broadcast that love?
CITR is like one of the coolest spaces on campus, first and foremost. It's like a great place to study, a great place to sit around. It's also a great place to get your creative groove on. There's so much stuff that you can do. There's so many avenues you can take. It's really, you get what you put into it, and you can get a lot. So I think it's just great experiences all around.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Yeah. Don't you want to support that? Don't you want to help that thrive? Please donate to the station. All right. In the spirit of creativity, we have a bit of a radio play for you about this year's fun drive. How are people feeling about that?
I think it's a masterpiece.
All right. So I cooked this up last night, and I didn't exactly write it. I maybe used a well-known AI bot to write this play, but that doesn't matter. I punched it up afterwards. And so this is called The Transmitter of Love. Actually, I got to play. Let's cue the music. All right. Transmitter of Love, a Harlequin-style play in three acts. Act one, the setting, a small radio station on UBC campus. Enter Joe and Sarah, a young couple, and Chris and Lucy, also a young couple.
Finally, we've got a new transmitter up and running. It's going to be the best signal this campus has ever heard.
Wow. I never realized how much work goes into keeping a radio station running.
It's a labor of love. And speaking of love, have you guys heard any good love stories on the radio lately?
Actually, no. I haven't had much time to listen. I've been too busy with Chris.
Yeah. I've been keeping her pretty busy.
Well, maybe we can change that. Let's listen to some love songs together.
In the Tower of Song.
This is so beautiful.
I know, right? Love is in the air.
You're so cheesy, Joe.
That's what love does to a person.
They all share a moment of silence as they all look at the transmitter, listening to the music.
It's almost like the transmitter has a life of its own.
I know what you mean. It's like it's playing Cupid for everyone who listens.
Act 2, the setting. A few weeks later at the radio station, enter Joe, Sarah, Chris, and Lucy, all looking sad.
I'm so sad. Chris and I just had a fight.
I just don't know what went wrong. We had such a great connection.
That must be tough.
Sometimes, even when two people have a strong connection, things just don't work out. But the important thing is that you have to keep moving forward.
You're right, Joe. I just need to keep my head up and keep moving forward.
They all turn to the transmitter, listening to it hum.
It's like the transmitter knows exactly what we need to hear.
It's almost like it's playing Cupid for us.
You're all so cheesy.
That's what love does to a person.
They all share a moment of silence, looking at the transmitter.
I never thought I could fall in love with a radio transmitter. But I think I just did.
Me too, Sarah. Me too.
Act 3, the setting, a few months later at the radio station. Enter Joe, Sarah, Chris, and Lucy, all smiling and happy.
Chris and I are back together. We listened to the transmitter and found our way back to each other.
Yeah, it's like the transmitter played Cupid for us.
That's amazing, you guys.
And Joe and I have news, too. We're getting married. I mean, we're going to have a fun drive.
What? That's wonderful.
Congratulations.
Thanks. We wouldn't have found each other without the help of this little transmitter.
They all turn to the transmitter, admiring it.
Again, I never thought I could fall in love with a radio transmitter, but it brought us all together.
Yeah, it's like our own personal Cupid.
Love is truly in the air, thanks to this little transmitter.
And who knows? Maybe it will help others find love, too.
They all share a moment of silence looking at the transmitter. The lights fade to black, and the sound of romantic music fills the air. The end.
Bravo!
To take that material and to bring such life to it, the cold, black heart of ChatGPT turning out redundant.
Not so cold after all.
I think my favorite moments were just all those shared moments of silence.
Gazing at the transmitter on the top of Gage Tower.
My one gripe with the AI that wrote this, I think the transmitter should have had a line.
Yeah.
At least one.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think an AI would have given a transmitter?
Yeah.
I would hope.
Yeah. Yeah, AI is probably one of the only things that could write from a place of truth in terms of the transmitter's experience.
And like, if everyone's in love with it, like, it should at least acknowledge the radio transmitter.
Yeah.
Well, or you know, we can be glad there wasn't scenes a love scene with the transmitter too. Okay. Thank you so much, everyone. Anything else you want to add about the fun drive? When are you all going to be on the air to do your fun drive shows?
I'll be on air next Tuesday at 2 p.m. talking about me and Daniel will be talking about our favorite love songs and
new show alert.
New show alert, fan club. Beep, beep, beep. 2 p.m. on Tuesdays. Daniel and I are going to be talking about our favorite love songs and love movies. That sounds weird. Romantic movies and even relationships and television shows. So tune in.
Ricky and I will be talking about some updates on Discorder, our soft contract, on Tuesday at 5 p.m. And other than that, tonight at 7:30, we do have a Hideout Part 2, our live kickoff for Fun Drive.
Yeah, if people are on campus, what should they do at 7:30 tonight?
They should stop by the station, and if you want to buy drinks, it's cash only. We have Monarchy, Magnolia, Cat Larceny, and Punching...
Nothing.
Punching Knives, unfortunately,
punching
cannot
absence.
Make it. Yeah.
Sorry to say.
I have to tell you, I wasn't here for Hideaway, the first one, but I was in the building, and I was astonished. It was lit.
Hideout last time was so crazy. We had a ton of bands playing, and it's going to be really fun tonight. So come out and see some of the local bands. It's so cheap. Tickets are so cheap, and you're supporting CITR, and they're super cheap beer. And beer is really expensive nowadays, you guys. I don't know if you've been tracking that, but inflation is crazy. But inflation has not affected our beer prices. So come out,
come
even just for the beer.
This is an inflation-free zone. Yeah. Beers stay the same price. That is great. And there's going to be a Fun Drive finale, too, but I'll talk about that a bit later. And, either of you going to do some Fun Drive shows? Or do you have something like that?
Yes, I have the Arts Report on Wednesday, and I have a show called Not My First Shmodeo on Thursdays, and I'll be doing an Oscar-themed episode. So listen for an Oscar-worthy shmoment.
Excellent.
You can also listen to saxophone music on Tuesday at 1 or 11.
Excellent.
I have a show next Monday, Leaning with Jeff. I will be talking about T.S. Eliot, one of his love poems. So please stay tuned.
Awesome. All right. So you have a whole week to get psyched for it. There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Full week full of fill-ins. Full week full of fun stuff.
Full of love.
Full of so much love.
Full of love.
All right.
Love for transmitters. Love for CITR.
Yes.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to... so we're listening to Yukihiro Takahashi right now from his album Neuromantic. This is the song Something in the Air. Right, so that was Yukihiro Takahashi, recently passed away, but yeah, great song. Before that, just during the play, we heard, well, at the top we heard Breakwater with their song Release the Beast. Before that, we heard De La Soul with Transmitting Live from Mars from their album 3 Feet High and Rising. We heard some Nancy Sinatra, You Only Live Twice. We heard some Leonard Cohen, Tower of Song, and that brings us up to speed. So a reminder, it is Fun Drive. I'm going to be saying that a lot. CITR.ca/donate. We no longer have operators standing by, but it feels like that. The intensity in the station right now feels like everybody's all focused on having a great Fun Drive. A reminder, at the $30 level, you can get a commemorative Discorder lighter. Yeah, that's cool. $60 will get you a CITR wine glass. $101 will get you a notebook. $500 for a bathrobe. Do either of you have bathrobes? Is that something you have in your house or your home?
No.
I do, but I'm getting tired of it. I'm not going to lie. You know what? You know what? It doesn't have CITR embroidery on it, so it doesn't really do it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$500 is a little rich for my blood, but great cause. And I do need a new bathrobe. Mine is falling apart right now. So
yeah. You guys wear bathrobes?
Yeah.
You're walking around in a bathrobe?
Yeah, it's cold in the morning. Pop that thing on.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get one.
It's super comfy. I would recommend.
I'm like, I wear like pajama pants.
Yeah.
But then I get up in the morning to make coffee, put on the bathrobe.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
That's my mode.
The
routine.
That's
my spot for it. I haven't worked out the details, but if you donate to and say, hey, Dunkin' Donuts sent you, if you give a little nod to Dunkin' Donuts, I'm going to be arranging a tour of donut shops. I don't know exactly how this is all going to work, but I will, if you donate
Yum!
To the show.
How can I get on that? That sounds incredible.
Just throw a couple bones this way, support CITR, and you too will get an invite.
Is Tim Hortons one of them?
Excuse me, no. Really? That's just rude. you know, they're around. I mean, if people want to go on their own tour, they
can
pop in.
You know what? That also sounds incredible.
I will be giving Tim Hortons tours. Just kidding.
At the same time as Dunkin's Donut Tour.
I'm thinking like Duffins, definitely.
Totally.
Lucky's, maybe Cartem's, where else? There's a Mochi donut place.
Willie's.
That's really good. I don't know Willie's.
Jerome's.
Bougie.
Lester's.
Samantha's. I mean, there's so
Samantha's
many.
Samantha's closed.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, an institution.
The Willie's is still around.
Okay, well, as long as Willie's is still
Jerome's
putting out
donuts. Jerome's is faltering, so maybe visit Jerome.
All right, well, we'll start there, and then maybe they won't make it through the day. All right. So anything about the Fun Drive you want to mention? We got some more tunes to play. All right. Let's play a tune. So this is a brand new song from an artist named Mego, who also plays in the band Fleece from Montreal. This is her song for many years, and this is a debut. It hasn't been on CITR yet. So here we go. Here is Mego.
You're out there and you are wearing a patterned sweater, Bluntstones, and thrifted jeans in the front left of Psych 102. Meet me February 2nd at 8 p.m. at CITR Station in the AMS Nest to get to know each other better over some $3 beers and cool local bands. Show me that chivalry is not dead.
CITR wants to broadcast our love for you by putting on a live show at the CITR Station on February 2nd at 7:30 p.m. This will be the official Fun Drive kickoff show. Tickets are only $5, drinks are cheap, and we have four amazing local bands performing. Nonarchy, Magnolia, Punching Knives, and Cat Larceny.
Thank you.
we're listening to some beach house, very romantic music. I find beach house very...
I think we all swoon
when I listen to beach house.
Yeah.
They were playing at the Stanley Park where they like fence off the thing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a ticket, but I just hung out outside on the fence and drank a beer, like just listening to beach house over the fence. And I cried. Like it was so... yeah.
That's an amazing experience.
Hits. Yeah. Yeah, so I thought Little Silver Soul was good. This is from their album Teen Dream. And before that, we heard Mego, also from the band Fleece, but doing her own thing. And so you can listen to that song for many years, starting next week on Bandcamp and on Spotify. Ruby, what are some of the things that you love? If you were going to write a Harlequin novel about CITR, what would be the beats? What shape would the narrative take?
That is a fantastic question. So I think it would probably begin on a boat, you know? I'm lonely at sea, traveling. I'm an immigrant from Europe, and it's 19... It's not a depressing year to be traveling from Europe. We're in a different universe where history is nice, and I'm traveling from Europe in the 1950s, and I'm lonely, and I'm looking for love, and... Who jumps out of the water but CITR? And CITR comes to me and they say, Ruby, you can make whatever you want to make. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can tell the stories that you want to tell. And you can interview the people that interest you. And I say, CITR, you're willing to give all of that to me? And they say, for you, darling, anything.
CITR is smooth.
CITR has moved. CITR, before me, listen, I sort of quelled the flames of CITR, but before me and CITR met on this boat, like, CITR pulled.
Raw sexual energy.
Raw sexual energy coming from CITR. But I tamed that wild stallion. And now me and CITR are in a deep love affair. And CITR has given me so much, you know? And I think that CITR's... other iterations, as in its other shows, have given lots of other programmers.
Keep working. The metaphor still works. Okay.
You just have to explain a little bit. Have given lots of other programmers so much. The best thing is just being able to like do a deep dive into something that you're really interested in, right? Imagine having a partner that just supports you in everything you do, no matter what, unequivocally. That's CITR.
But that partner needs support as well. What kind of support does CITR
need? Duncan, that was smooth. But you know what? Any good relationship, it feels good equally to support that person back, to support that radio station, the radio transmitter, whatever you're in love with, support that thing back. And I think that in every relationship, people need to feel secure. And part of security is financial security. Okay, so make sure that you listen to CITR this week, donate, and what are some of the prizes, Duncan?
Yeah, so once again, at the $30 level, or if you want to do a monthly donation, that's something we've set up now, $5 a month, $30 one-off, you get the Discorder Tryst lighter. It's nice. Yeah.
Tryst.
I mean, we all like are looking, you know, we want some candles.
Yes.
We want to like lighten the mood. Can never find a lighter. This is a centerpiece lighter. You want to put this up in your home in a place honor. Frame it with one of those hingy type openings on the frame so you can easily access it.
Yes, but a frame with a door.
Yes, a frame with a door. At the $60 level or $10 a month, you get the intertwined CITR stemless wine glass. You know, you don't have to use this for wine. It looks like it would be perfect for a LaCroix, a juice, but also for the grape. So that is the CITR wine glass. Then you have your Broadcast Your Love notebook, which is a book at the 101.9 level or $15 a month. You also get a song dedication. So the last few years, we've done a special show on Valentine's Day where people can make a dedication to other people. So not only do you get a notebook, not only do you get the wine glass and the lighter, but you also get the song dedication. And then at the $500 level, you get all those things, but you also get a bathrobe, the Love Me Not bathrobe, lovingly embroidered with CITR's insignia, so you can always keep it next to your heart.
But I think that the awesome things about these prizes is that the people who listen to CITR are awesome human beings who are really into the scene in the city, who are into music, arts and culture, and like just, you know, having something in your home that is a signifier of that is always really fun.
Yeah, my house is full of CITR swag.
So is mine.
It's a lovely feeling.
Yeah.
How about you? What are some of the things about CITR that makes you fall in love with it?
Wow. I'm not as good of a storyteller as Ruby, but I like the CITR because the music collection is so cool here. Mm. The music library is amazing. Some great records. And yeah, it's a place that I can listen to crazy saxophone music and like
play crazy saxophone,
go insane.
Music.
Yeah. So
Colin Stetson is coming to campus. You know about that?
No.
Do you know who Colin Stetson is?
No.
Okay. He's a saxophone maniac.
Really?
I will.
Bailey's a saxophone maniac too, which is why
playing it at the Chan Center.
So really?
I'll tell you all about it. But That's great. You can find out it. I mean, if you're into music, this is an excellent place to come and find out music and tuning in. There's so many knowledgeable programmers, and then there's people like me who just play random stuff. But you get to hear things that you don't get to hear on other stations. You get to hear radio plays. What other stations are doing radio plays right now? Zilch. That's who. That's who's doing it. So in that spirit, thank you both. Let's hear some more music. This is a band called Hank, originally from Toronto, now in Kitchener. They were active about 15 years ago, but they have a new record out, and it's called Minimalist Moods. And this is the song, I don't know how to pronounce this, 00's Romance, like 2000's Romance. Mm. And I started at CITR back then around... Well, I'd say 2000 is basically when I started.
Duncan.
I know.
You were in first year, probably?
No. I started at UBC in 96. But anyways, so this it was kismet. Seeing this song pop up on Bandcamp last night, I was like, I got to play this song. So here we go. Here is Hank.
We're on a planet unknown. I tell you now, it implodes. It's all I can do to deal with getting up
safely in our zone and noting all are alone. It was true, it was doomed, it was doomed, it was doomed, it was doomed.
And every love
Hello.
Hey, I'm just going to come out and say it. I've been meaning to tell you this. I know that we've only been hanging out for some time, but you make my world so much brighter, and I have a really big crush on you, and I think I might be in love with you.
Hey, sorry, the call keeps cutting out. Can you say that one more time?
Never mind. I'll see you in class tomorrow.
Make sure no voices get left unheard while they are talking about something they love. CITR is a place where people in the community can come together to talk about things they are passionate about. This year, CITR is raising money for a radio transmitter, which CITR cannot survive without because it literally transmits the radio. No pun intended. Help us make sure voices are being heard on the air by donating to CITR from February 2nd to 10th during the week of Fun Drive, and in return, you will receive a cool prize and will also help community radio survive and thrive.
Help me find a bathrobe. I'm so cold without it.
What?
Can you help me find a bathrobe? I'm so cold without it.
Maybe you can go to...
I heard at CITR you can donate during Fun Drive from February 2nd to 9th to get cool prizes like lighters, wine glasses, bathrobes, and more. Donate to CITR to help community radio thrive.
To donate, go to CITR.ca/donate.
All right, that was Corn Tucker Band from the album Kill My Blues. That was the song Groundhog Day. It's Groundhog Day, everybody. How do you
today,
to all of us who celebrate? Yes.
I choose to observe privately.
How do you celebrate Groundhog's Day?
Well, there's a couple of ways. You can watch the
I like to tweet at Bill Murray.
With Bill Murray. Classic film. You can pay attention to what the groundhogs are doing. Did Punxsutawney Phil see its shadow? And if does that mean more weeks of winter? I haven't been keeping up. And you can also
someone
wish,
look it up, please.
You can also wish Adrian Teacher of the band Apollo Ghost a happy birthday because it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So many ways to celebrate Groundhog's Day. But more important, today is Fun Drive kickoff. Today is the day that we start our annual Fun Drive. And so we've had a fun show today. Everybody, it's been so nice to have friends over.
Yeah.
Normally it's such a solitary pursuit, so it's been really great. And tonight we have our Fun Drive kickoff, Hideout 2, an all-ages party here at CITR. Who wants to talk about this lineup?
Woo!
I'll talk about.
All right, yes.
I already did it the first
Let
one,
him hear. So there you go. Yeah, yeah.
Hideout 2, Fun Drive kickoff. Are you a lover of romance? Do you love to love or love to be loved?
Or love CITR.
Or love CITR. Come out to Hideout 2, Fun Drive tonight, 7:30, to see Nonarchy, Magnolia, Cat Larceny, and those three bands. And you yourself could be Fabio. Of the Fabio Harlequin novels. Yes. Cheap beer, $5 tickets, yes. And really cheap beer that have not been impacted by inflation.
Just at the station.
Yes.
Just at 7:30.
7:30 at CITR.
Yeah.
In the Nest.
Come on
UBC
down to the
campus.
Atrium. Yeah. Come to the atrium in the Nest and just listen for the.
But seriously, if you want to watch some live music that's actually good. Then come to CITR.
Yeah. No Ticketmaster involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's up to date, folks. Topical.
If Ticketmaster was doing this show, the show is $5. And then there's the service fee, which is $25. And then there's the venue fee, which is $10.
And
then
tax.
And tax. Yes. And then there's the verified fan status that you have to pay for, which is another $20. But not here.
Not here.
$5. Not here. Yeah.
We'll not infected. By exactly. Inflation.
Corporate free media. That's one of the great things about CITR as well. We don't have some algorithm, some dude in Sweden telling us what we have to play.
Mm. We do have the algorithm generated scripts, but.
Well, yeah, oh, yeah, sure. Treat, I guess I'm kind treat. Of undermining as my treat, argument yeah. a little bit. But that play was all like, was a great example of why you shouldn't rely on algorithms
yes.
for content.
Wow,
so,
beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. You get the CITR programmer. They get to pick the music that they think you want to hear. They get to do those deep dives that Ruby spoke about earlier. They get to lean into their experience and play stuff that you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio waves, in podcasts, all over. So show your love for CITR. Go to CITR.ca/donate. Jasper, do you have anything to say about this transmitter that we keep hearing about?
Yeah.
What's the situation?
Thanks for asking, Duncan. Essentially, folks, from what I understand, we have a very aged transmitter which sits atop Gage Tower here at the UBC campus. It's put in a lot of good years of service.
Great years.
They were good years. Decades, actually. I think it's been up there since the 70s. But it's time to retire the transmitter, among other things that are up there, like the antenna and some other gear. So we're fundraising to help replace the transmitter and all that gear. It's quite an endeavor. It'll probably be a big project. So we're hoping to raise $20,000 this year to support that effort.
Yeah. And after that, I mean, we don't want to make any promises. And, you know, it's very complicated transmitting FM signals.
Yeah.
But do you think that people will be able to get a little bit more clarity on the signal? The radio might sound a little crisper.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Yes, the goal is for us to sound better and reach more people. So if your FM signal is a little staticky around town, we're hoping to fix that. And this is a really important step in doing so.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you, Jasper. So, yeah, pitch in, help out, help CITR get a new transmitter, clean up our FM wave, and go to CITR.ca/donate to do so.
And at least, if not just clearing up the radio frequency, maybe you'll find love. Maybe you'll fall in love with the new transmitter.
It's true. No.
In which case, seek help.
I've heard of such things. I've heard of things happening. All right. Let's give a listen to some Alves. Is that how you pronounce it? Alves?
Always.
Always?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. From their album Blue Rev, this is the song Tom Verlaine. All right, that was always. There's two V's. I can't help but say always. I don't know. It's my German always. Grandmother coming out.
Yeah.
That's not right. The V's don't happen. That was the song Tom Verlaine. And Tom Verlaine died earlier this week. Patti Smith wrote a really beautiful obituary or like reflection on him. So check that out in The New Yorker. And we'll listen to a television song, his band, in a moment. But there are happy things happening as well. The Fun Drive finale is the kickoff or the closing, the big bang, the finishing move for the Fun Drive. And so can you tell me a bit about the Fun Drive finale?
Yes, I can. So there will be three bands featuring Jackson Ramsey, Puzzlehead, and Cyrus Jordan. And if you have attended any of our previous Shindig shows, you may have seen Jackson Ramsey I'm not spreading any lies, am I? That's true.
Yeah. They won Shindig.
And they won Shindig, exactly, yeah. So come see our beloved Shindig winner at the Fun Drive finale at Redgate Arts Society February 9th at 8 p.m. $10 tickets, kind of a steal, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it'll be super fun, all ages, so really no excuses not to show up. And while I'm here, if you feel like donating to Spit in Your Ear, aka the Music Collective, every other Monday, 6 to 7 p.m., do it.
You come into my house and you steal my ears? No, of course.
No, excellent. Yeah, of course. You're gonna wanna. You're gonna wanna.
Support the Music Collective. Excellent you. Place to direct your affection.
Suggestion, not a threat.
That's a threat.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this Fun Drive kickoff episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks to everyone who came in.
Thank really you so much,
fun.
Duncan,
for having us.
Any last messages before we close it out?
Mamma mia.
CITR.ca/donate is where you can put in some info, make your donation, and figure out which prize you want to get back.
I want the bathrobe.
The
bathrobe so
looks
bad.
Great. I know. So that's very
I'm
nice.
So cold.
I would sell it. No, I'm kidding.
Need a journal, probably. This time of year, everyone needs a journal.
Yes.
I've been thinking about journaling. I got to sort of process some things.
Yeah.
It's been a long winter.
A lot of, yeah.
All right. I'm going to close out with the band Television. So that was Tom Verlaine's band. They only put out two records, but they were very influential in the 70s. And after he died, I read a bit this week about the first version of their quintessential album, Marquee Moon, which was produced by Brian Eno. And so he had a whole different technique, different sound. They recorded it, and then it never got released. But it did come out as a bootleg a few years ago called Double Exposure. And so this is the Brian Eno-produced version of Marquee Moon, slightly different, a little murkier, but still kind of a nice thing to hear and to remember Tom Verlaine with. Mm-hmm. So thanks so much for listening. I will be back next Thursday with one more Fun Drive show, and keep it locked in on CITR 101.9 all week. There's going to be amazing shows. Everyone's bringing their A game. It's going to be a really fun week. So thanks, everyone. See you then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Happy Fun Drive.
Mamma mia. Thank you.
Satan.
No way.